Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
All right, so there you go. We wanted 40 minutes of basketball. We got 40 minutes of basketball at Indiana tonight. Although, as is always the case in all team competitive events, it's really hard to discern which was true, more true. Was it more true that Indiana played really, really hard and really, really well? Or was it more true that Northern Illinois might be one of the worst basketball teams in Division I? How they beat Washington on Tuesday night is just God only knows. Like, how could that possibly have happened? So Indiana gets the win tonight, 85-49. Yeah, I paid for the subscription on BTN Plus. But on the plus side, we got to hear Don Fisher and Ted Kitchell call the game, which was very, very nice. Leading all scorers for Indiana, of course, it was Trace Jackson Davis with 19 points. He hit some free throws, which was good. He was 7 of 11 shooting free throws. The Northern Illinois Huskies, they turned the ball over 23 times. They were just atrocious. Indiana didn't shoot the ball badly. Their percentages buffeted by some late makes by Anthony Leal and Christian Lander. Very, very nice. Good to see Logan Duncombe get into the game. This was one of those games where the bench was cleared of all scholarship players. Didn't get to see any of the walk-ons. We like seeing the walk-ons. Those guys work hard. But I get it. You got 13 guys on scholarship who can play. And you know what? What are you going to do? Right? Those guys got to play. Christian Lander's got to get in the game. Anthony Leal's got to get in the game. And they got to work up a little bit of a sweat, or their parents' heads are going to explode. So Indiana gets the win. Now they get St. John's next week, and that's a legitimate basketball test that Indiana is going to have to pass and figure out a way to do it. At least this wasn't bad. You know, on a night like this, what you're hoping for is that you see nothing but good. You don't want the bad stuff on a night like this, right? You don't want a five-minute kind of a gap of intensity where Northern Illinois gets a shot to do some things. Like I said, Indiana shot the ball relatively, at least well for them. They hit 8 of 23 from beyond the arc, which is not great, but it was better than what they were doing, which I think at one point they were 4 of 15. That's not very good. They were 27 of 56 overall, nearly 50%. They out-rebounded Northern Illinois, 37-31, 11 offensive rebounds, 15 turnovers for Indiana, but a lot of those came late. This was a game, you know, the one thing I like, and then we're going to get to what I really didn't like, but it's got nothing to do with Indiana. I really liked the way the Indiana kids, and my wife pointed this out, and she was 100% right, they pay attention to Woodson. When Archie Miller was a coach, and he had that dry erase board, and he's drawing on it and whatnot, you had guys who were kind of like, they were looking, they were watching the cheerleaders do the William Tell Overture thing for the 1,000,000th time. They're looking in the stands. They were doing anything but paying attention to Archie Miller. With Mike Woodson, they pay attention. And when guys screw up like Tamar Bates, the much-heralded freshman, did in the first half, Mike Woodson is chewing his ass. And I like that. You've got to treat these college kids like adults if you want them to behave with the responsibility of adults. If you treat them like children, they're going to behave like children. And I think that Archie did that. I think Tom Crean did too. Mike Woodson is not playing games. He's treating these guys with respect, but the kind of respect that kind of elicits a response. You know what? Respect doesn't mean love. Respect doesn't mean, hey, I'm here to make you happy. Respect means I'm here to make you better. I believe you can be a better basketball player. And Mike Woodson is doing that. He is conveying that essence, at least in games. I don't know what he's like in practice. But in games, he is all over guys, and he is trying to make those guys better. And that's a good thing. I don't know what you do with Rob Phinisee. I like Rob Phinisee a lot, and what a good kid. But these guys, they continue, and maybe this is part of the unlearning what has been process that continues at Indiana. But Rob Phinisee looks to do what he is supposed to do, rather, or what he's been told to do over and over and over and over again for years and years and years, rather than what he should do. Like, give the ball to the open man. Shoot open shots. Basketball's an easy game. You don't need to complicate it up. Tom Crean was the master of complicating basketball. Archie Miller, like, simplified some things, but I held people accountable to a ridiculous standard in ridiculous things. Score the ball, keep them from scoring the ball. I thought Indiana did that really, really well, especially, I mean, how long was Northern Illinois stuck on 20 in the beginning of the second half? It felt like it was at least 5 minutes. It felt like Indiana was going to shut them out in the second half. And again, a lot of that had to do with Indiana, but a lot of that had to do with Northern Illinois too. They stunk on ice tonight. They were terrible. The officiating was brutal. What are you doing? How can a college basketball game that is a complete disaster, a total blowout from tip to buzzer, how could that game take 2 hours and 15 minutes? What are you doing at the scores table with these endless reviews for what? I don't understand at all. Here's what's gone on with officiating that's really led to officiating becoming onerous in college basketball. Same thing in the NBA, is that they are graded every call for all 40 minutes. There's no like, look, the game's over, we're going to let it go a little bit. There's none of that. These guys are graded. They get postseason assignments based upon that grading, and that grading is the same during the last 5 minutes of a laffer as it is the first 5 minutes of a huge game between top 10 ranked teams. And that's I think it wrecks the texture of the game. For God's sake, let it go. Just like in baseball, those guys, umpires calling balls and strikes, they're graded every single pitch. First pitch through the last pitch in the ninth. It doesn't matter whether it's 22-2 in the bottom of the ninth. You're still calling it an honest strike zone instead of saying, hey, you know what? The game's over. We're calling everything, boys. So you better come up hacking. That's human being officiating. And that humanity in officiating has been usurped by the technology. Now with the technology, what you got is people being assessed accurately, right, based upon the letter of the rules. However, based upon what the game calls for in the moment, not so much. And that's what kind of sucks about all this, and sucked on a night like this, where I think people, especially people like me, who paid, because I couldn't figure out how to do the team thing for $9.95. I paid for an entire month of everything with the Big Ten Plus people. And what do I want from Big Ten Plus other than that game? Not a damn thing. Sorry, I don't want to watch every Indiana. I like Indiana volleyball. The coach is a really, really good guy. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. I like him. I like the people playing. But what are you going to do? I'm not going to sit. If the Pacers are on and IU volleyball's on, who am I watching? Colts are on and Indiana field hockey's on. Who am I watching? Are you kidding me? Swimming meet? Sorry. Anyway, so the $14.95 specifically for this. And nothing against the students, but I'm glad I got to hear Fish and Kitchell do this game. Ted is terrific. And, Don is the voice of Indiana athletics and will forever be thus. And that's the way it goes. Good for Indiana getting this win behind them, playing really, really well, and I think really hard for an extended period of time. Again, how much of that had to do with Northern Illinois stinking on ice? That's a pretty good question. Tomorrow, Julie got the booster today. This may cause an adverse reaction. If it does, we're going to have a tough time making it down to Bloomington to take advantage. Oh, I already put it in the car. I'll show you. Why wouldn't I? To take advantage of this parking pass that we will use. You can kind of get a look at our new furnace. That cost a pretty penny. Got this parking pass. Grass lot, Rutgers, you know what that means, party time, about 9 in the morning if Julie's up to it. Yeah, that's what it means. So, anyway, have a great night, enjoy yourselves. If you're in Bloomington, go to Knicks, enjoy a round of Sink the Biz on me, or not on me. That conveys the wrong message. I do not mean that I'm paying. What I mean is, you enjoy it for me, not on me. All right, we'll see you tomorrow down in Bloomington. Looking forward to the game, looking forward to the fun.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.